Hello, my name is Kari Pitkänen. I'm the Director of Strategic Planning and Development at the University of Jyväskylä. University of Jyväskylä has recently bought a license to a plagiarism detection system called Urkund. And I'm going to tell some details about the principles we are going to use in trying to detect plagiarism and also regarding the use of the system. Plagiarism is a breach and a serious breach to academic conduct, and therefore it should be taken seriously. And if any teacher sees that one of the students is plagiarizing text in his or her assignments, some steps should be taken. And teachers so far have used different methods in trying to detect plagiarism, but Urkund is the first aid that we provide for teachers to detect plagiarism in a more systematic way. So it's a tool helping teachers to detect plagiarism. But one should realize that Urkund, even though it should be and is likely to be very helpful, is not a magical box. Urkund produces a report to the teacher that shows all those passages of text that seem to be found in other texts in a similar manner. But it's still just an aid to the teacher. And every and single teacher has to interpret the findings of Urkund, him or herself. So it's the responsibility of each teacher. The report also shows the overall percentage of text that is found in other documents that are in Urkund database. But the overall percentage is just a guideline. It shouldn't be taken in a mechanical manner. So therefore, there is no clear threshold above which one should suspect that a student has been plagiarizing his or her assignment or document. So even though the report might show that there are only a couple of percent that can be found in other documents, still the teacher should go over those passages of text and try to conclude whether the student has been committed plagiarism or not. And also a teacher should be aware that even though Urkund has a very extensive database of various documents, largely from the internet, but also from published sources, other way published sources, Urkund cannot detect all plagiarist passages in the text. So all in all, it's a teacher's responsibility to go over the report and see what has been found. Then when should a teacher use Urkund? The university has decided that all master's, licentiate and doctoral thesis must be checked for plagiarism by using Urkund. And this is a supervisor's responsibility to make sure that all theses are being checked. But on top of the thesis, the university also urges teachers to use Urkund very extensively and also systematically to check also other student papers and other student assignments. This way, probably students also would feel that they are treated in equal manner. What's the student's role and rights then? It's actually the student, not the teacher or the supervisor, who submits his or her document to the system, but it should be done on the basis of teachers' or supervisors' instructions. And one should also realize that student has the right to decline. And why does he or she have this right? Student clearly has a copyright to his or her own text. And since a student's submitted document is being stored in the Urkund database, therefore student has to give his copyright in order to save the document in the database. And this is why student has also the right to decline to do so. But if the student declines, he or she has to contact the teacher and agree upon further actions, how to submit his or her paper or assignment. Also, teacher should make clear that then other steps will be taken to check the assignment or paper for plagiarism. What should be done then if a teacher detects plagiarism in a student paper or assignment? Then the first thing to figure out is to how likely is it that the student has intentionally tried to cheat. And if it appears very likely, or there is a very clear suspicion that the student has been plagiarizing intentionally, then the teacher must initiate a plagiarism investigation. And how to do so is a relatively complex procedure. During the month of October, the university is going to issue University of Jyväskylä Code of Practice on Plagiarism and Fraud. And this document will give rather detailed instruction on how to conduct an investigation and how to proceed during the process. There are a few major things that the teacher should know. First of all, a teacher's role is just to document the evidence. Teacher is not the person who is really doing the investigation, him or herself, nor is the teacher the charge giving the verdict. If it appears quite clear that there has been plagiarism and that it has been intentional, then after collecting the evidence, the teacher should contact the head of department, or in some cases the dean, and tell him or her about the suspicions. And then the head of department or the dean takes over, and the actual investigation starts. But we should also realize that students only gradually develop knowledge of academic conventions over the years they are studying at the university. And therefore, even when plagiarism has been detected, it may not be as intentional as it may appear. And therefore, teachers are also urged to use Urkund as a pedagogical tool to give guidance to the student. The report that Urkund produces is a very good tool to go over the text that the student has produced together with the student, and then try to guide the student to follow good academic writing principles. And therefore, one should be quite cautious on not immediately starting a plagiarism investigation. It's mainly only if it seems very clear that the student has tried to cheat. These are the main principles we are following. There will be further written instructions how to use the Urkund system and how to act if plagiarism is being detected. Thank you.